Odette Figueroa, an alumnus with a master's in Spanish, opened up the night by explaining just how the program had impacted her life. Lizette Campos, ABC's Action News, Director of Community Affairs, continued with a speech on the topic, Education is Key.
As someone who was told that I was too ugly and I didn't speak English well enough to be a television reporter, wanting it badly wasn't good enough. It was the education that I received in college that helped me to prove that person was wrong. And so I encourage each of you tonight to embrace this moment, take lots of pictures, remember every second, and then go forward and succeed, because when you do, you take all of us with you.
USF President Judy Ginshaft said the program has helped increase diversity on the USF campus.
We have really made a difference in the diversity over the 10 years that I've been here. And this year's USF's freshman class is we have 934 students that are Latino. That is 20% of the total freshman enrollment. 20%.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio said USF's Latino program has the ability to change a child's path.
And if you do well, you can go to USF. And for the first time, that young person sees an opportunity and a potential for themselves that otherwise did not exist. And so they take this scholarship, and then they're sitting in this audience tonight. And when I read the brochure that talks about the alum of these scholarships, my goodness, doctors, lawyers, accountants, I'm looking for a mayor in the group.
Maritza Rovira Farina read the mission statement of the Latino Scholarship Program.
The Latino Scholarship enables USF to welcome students who might not otherwise have the financial opportunity to earn a four-year degree. Through the program's unique donor-mentor aspect, we play a role in USF efforts to impact student success. And in seeking to make award to diverse groups of students, the program supports USF diversity goals.
A slideshow was played to commemorate the program's founder, Dr. Braulio Alonso, who died this past June. The presentation described him as a leader, a mentor, and an inspiration. Maria Barrientos was a student who received a scholarship in the program. She recently graduated and gave an Irish blessing to all future scholars. Lizette Campos concluded the ceremony by encouraging the students to never give up.
They knew that the only thing that could change them, change their career path rather, was getting a good education. That's something that nobody can take away from you. So study, study, study. You know, Winston Churchill would say, never give up, never give up, never give up. Please embrace that with your studies. No one will ever be able to take that away from you.
To learn more about the Latino Scholarship Program, visit our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting for WMNF News, I'm LaShelle Roddy.